Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Gents, hello. Welcome. I was thinking maybe if you guys wanted to, we'd take a little trip down memory lane for this minisode.
Memory lane minisode. It's hard to do that.
It's not helping. Yeah.
Multi-level marketing.
No.
Don't tell my mom because that's what Pampered Chef is, but she loves it. So just leave her alone.
I just had to put it in order for that. Personified.
Podcastified.
Oh, I'd like to talk to the last podcast on the left, boys, because they just made a shirt that looks incredibly like our Nostalgia Personified Metal shirt. And with what I wanted to do with the sleeves that says, yeah, so we might have a, we'll have a very public
We just got to go over
squirrel.
The top of long sleeves, dude.
I'd love to.
We got to come back. We're going to answer back, that's all.
Yeah, we could pump up the merch. I've been working on some new stuff anyway, but hey, let's start the show. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Nothing fiscal nor social.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Every time I see you with a bagel, I get hard.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in to this.
Put it in the microwave.
Minisode. That's a great way. It's a great hard bagels. That's a great way to start it. Gents, I was looking through our drawer. We have a drawer, Danny and Mike drawer in the Seltzer King Studios, and came across a little piece of paper. And this paper had just the two of the cutest little kids on it. Just adorable. One was Alex Mack and the other was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Thanks for not scanning it.
What's that?
Thank you for not scanning it.
Yeah, it didn't scan right. I do have a scan of it, but I don't want to show you because what I want to do is it's a questionnaire when you took when you were little babies. It doesn't say your ages, but it does say.
Yeah, they wanted to check our fitness for working there, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have any pre-existing conditions?
Right. That's basically what it was, but no, they're a little funner. Are you a smoker? This is from Nickelodeon Magazine.
Who
knows when? So
it's
I'm going to read the
magazine
first.
Itself. It's just a piece of paper that you have of it.
It's a screenshot.
The whole magazine. For the listener, if you know what this is and you want to let us know, send us a message at 347-470.
Just let Danny get this. What's the rest, Dan?
8150.
Fuck you, man. Mike totally gave that to you.
No,
you
I got
piece
it.
Of garbage.
I got it.
You got it with a lot of help. Okay, so this is, I'm going to read the first. Well, first of all, they misspell your name, so maybe you know what it is already. It's
they
Borelli, Tam Borelli.
Yeah, they did that a lot. Actually, yeah. I think in a couple things they've screwed my name up, and it was like I got paid for it, and the check cleared with my name spelled properly. Why couldn't they figure it out?
Right. Ooh. Well, that's the important thing. All of these other, as long as you get paid correctly.
Right. All the accountants have my name spelled properly.
There's one guy named Danny Tamborelli that's like just has checks galore in his mailbox from the 90s. So the heading on this article is it's basically a questionnaire for Nick characters. All right, and the first two parts
as characters, or
no. This is you. This is just them asking you,
not
you
as
and my
little,
questions.
Not as Little Pete and Big Pete.
No, I don't believe so. This
can
is
we
behind
give
the
both
scenes.
Answers then? Can we should be able
yeah,
to give
we can
both
go
answers.
Whichever direction. Yeah, whichever direction you want.
Mike, let's answer this questionnaire once as us, and then again as
and then twice as evil.
Right? Okay,
sure.
So I'm going to start. This is the heading on both for both of you. All right, Danny Tamborelli. This is what you said. After work, I go home and you do three things. Do you remember what those three things were, perchance? And two of them, I mean, all of them you still do to this day, but I don't know if you can even fathom what that was. Or what, you know, I haven't told you what time frame this is or
Play
anything.
Super so Nintendo.
That's too specific. These are a little more generic.
You know damn well I didn't have any Nintendo system.
You Genesis boy.
That's right. So I bet one of them was play video games.
Negative.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Eat some sort of snack? Some sort of... No.
Wow. Really after work, I go home and...
And I listen to music.
Ooh, there's one.
Okay. I listen to music.
I lit the candle. Is that what you were going to say, Jeremy?
Oh, no. Yeah, he lights a candle. He gets a lotion. What else?
Oh, gosh. So I listen to music. And clearly, I light my incense.
Nope.
No.
You have two more things that you do, and you still do these to this day.
I put on my pajamas.
No, you play the bass.
Reach for my revolver.
Oh, yeah.
I go home.
I play the bass.
Yeah, I go home. I listen to music. I play my bass or visit friends. Those are your three things.
Oh.
Yeah, very generalized answer.
Look, I do all of those things still.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
So now this pinpoints it. I'm older than 11, but less than 18, because that's when I stopped working for Nickelodeon.
Okay, you figured it out. Mike
uses... There's a lot
uses,
of other extra activities that were going on if I was 16 and over.
I feel like this one, Mike, is
Mike's
you also
is,
have three things.
He throws them away.
No. I come home from work, and then I do this, and then I do this. Mike, what would you imagine... You did as a 12-year-old.
No, 15.
15-year-old.
Take off my boots.
Oof, no. It has the word plop in it.
Oh no! Does that mean the couch?
It's close. Plop down in bed.
Oh, I'm tired.
And then the second thing is, which I don't feel like this is you anymore. This doesn't sound like you. And put on
take
the TV.
Take honest stock of my feelings.
And put on the TV. I don't feel like you just plop on the TV much, but maybe
that's
just
me.
Do you have a TV in bed? Did you have a TV in your bedroom? Because I was not allowed to have one when I was a kid.
No, I never had one either. Still don't.
Mm. So maybe...
In fact, the wanted to save this for another time, but the... dominating piece of my bedroom is, of course, Operation Cornhole.
Yes. Please send a photo. All right. Well, that's how we start, and then we get into some questions. So this one is right along with Mike's last question. Nickelodeon Magazine asks, do you ever take afternoon naps? Do you guys have any...
They must have written this seamlessly as a script.
Yeah, right? So Danny, you both had very different answers.
I probably said no. So I didn't take afternoon naps.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
That's close. And then, Mike, what would your answer be? And do you still do it today? Are you a napper? Has it changed?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Well,
no back then. Yes. Now.
Okay. Well then that makes sense because do you ever take afternoon naps? The answer for Danny is,
but that totally contradicts my previous answer was, after a game.
Yes.
You plop.
Yeah, but after work, it's not an afternoon nap. That's like you're tired from your busy day.
Yeah, this is, does Danny take naps? Only when I have a really rough day. And Mike is, that's much of a napper.
Only when I had a really rough day.
Yeah, that's back then, yes, now.
That shows that, okay, I'm nailing myself at like 12 or 13. Puberty's setting in. Your day's not going well. Mm-hmm. Maybe you decided that you wanted to spike your hair and be cool like Mike Morona, and I instead of using cement glue, I put Vaseline in my hair.
Oh, of course it works the same.
And then the Vaseline, when I tried to blow dry it, didn't dry it, and I had, you know, disgusting
just hot Vaseline.
And every time anyone asked me about it, because I had to go to school for real, I was like, oh, they messed up on set, and now my hair's all messed up.
Wow, but I should have used that all the time.
I probably went home and took an afternoon nap after the first day of being in school, having to answer all of these questions about why my hair looks like I stuck it in a whole vat of Astroglide. Sorry, guys. Just real talk here.
Yeah. All right. Well, those were close. Nickelodeon Magazine asked, "Do you watch any Nickelodeon shows?" Back then, what would your answer be?
I don't have cable.
That's interesting.
That's not what you answered. Actually, you said something about we've talked about this on this podcast before. It has a very seeded past that we're now just learning about.
Oh, Ren and Stimpy.
That's it. I like watching Ren and Stimpy a lot. Dan, do you remember what show?
Oh, I was asking for internal promotion. Yes, that was a Nickelodeon show. I definitely know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's that?
Is this your Twinkle Twinkle? Nice.
This is brought to me by my son. So I just wanted everyone to hear Twinkle
this
Twinkle.
This message nice. Brought to you by...
Alfred Tambo.
Alfie.
Yeah.
Tambo Riley.
That's your nap music now, nowadays.
Okay. Get rid of that.
Danny's already established a separate bank account to siphon off Alfie's and Alfie Tambo Riley.
I'm going to get those back somehow.
I would have to say probably... Rocco's Modern Life.
Okay.
Is that on there? No? Where did
it is because it is. Your first sentence is, I watch all cartoons.
Okay, yeah.
That was possible back then. Nowadays, you'd have to be some sort of sentient brain.
Yeah. Lot of money.
Gotta base my ribs.
Yeah.
This is what life is like podcasting during a pandemic, listeners.
That's right.
We have stuff going on. My son's coming in and out. He's based in ribs.
That's okay. That's what you know what I mean.
I love it. This is real life.
Yeah,
this is real life. This is what the people want.
Well, we're not sure about that, but we'll go with it.
There's really not much to.
You did mention one by name.
The Secret World of Alex Mack.
There you go.
I was probably trying to grease Lewis Olenek's wheels.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olenek. Yeah. Her favorite snack is cookies and milk, in case you wondered.
What was your favorite, Jeremy, back then?
Mine?
Yeah.
You should answer these questions, too, Jeremy.
Yeah, we would like
your answers. All right, afternoon naps. My girlfriends and her father are both nappers. They love to nap. I like to power through and work and then just stay up late and sleep all night until noon and then get up and do it again. That's sort of the way my life flows. Nickelodeon shows, Ren and Stimpy, obviously. But yeah, some of the other ones I didn't really get into. Pete and Pete, I obviously didn't watch a whole lot of.
Did Lizzo Atlantic said that she watched The Adventures of Pete and Pete?
She said, what do you do on a weekday now? Do you ever take care of it? Oh, she didn't. Oh, yeah. What are your favorite Nickelodeon shows? I watch all that. There you go. Right
it
after Alex Mack.
I wasn't on the show yet.
No repeats, but all of us.
Well, you're screwed then.
No repeats, but we each named each other shows.
Yeah, exactly. And then Melissa Joan Hart said Rugrats, so there was no co-conspirator in there.
All right.
And then apparently Mike didn't answer this one. Which Nickelodeon character are you like? Danny T.
Which one am I like?
Yeah. Are you like?
Oh, I don't know. Did I say my own character probably?
No.
Good. Because that would have been stupid.
You mentioned somebody named my name and then you said I'm a little more carefree than he is. So there's a hint. There's a he. Yeah, big time.
A little more carefree than he is. It's not Michael C.
Just in the Nickelodeon character world.
In the Nickelodeon character world, but I'm a little more carefree. Doug?
I'd say I'm more relaxed.
There you go!
I'd say I'm more relaxed than Doug.
I nailed it, Doug.
I'm like Doug, except I'm a little more carefree than he is.
I'm like the state's Doug, and I'm out of here.
Well, I mean, that guy had some hang-ups about his dad. That Doug had dad. That was daddy issues, Doug.
Yes, so I don't know. Dad issue, Doug. No, Paul and I got along just fine.
Good,
cool.
You didn't answer, but what's your modern day answer, Michael C? Both of them, I guess. What Nickelodeon character are you like? I'm saying Tommy Pickles on Rugrats. That's what I'm going to go with.
I was going to say Stu Pickles, the dad.
Oh, Stu. Because
he's a cool dude. He's a cool dad.
Yeah. Although he's very clueless, that guy.
Yeah, but I think he's like a swinger, man. He's fucking everybody.
I like you guys. I'm just going to let it go at that. Said better than I could.
And, yeah.
How about modern day? Oh, that is both. How about back then?
Well, the next two are one and one. Let's see. Yes. Okay. So Danny does one and Mike does one. So Daniel T, have you ever been able to change your scripts? Ooh, deep dive. Some deep dive Pete and Pete stuff here.
I probably wanted to sound cool and said yes.
Okay.
I don't think we did. Potentially. We never got to change script. I mean, maybe I added some fun, like, punch
some
up.
Some PA wrote some, these, by some the way. Yeah.
Punched up, like, insults or something.
That was a union job back then, punch up.
Uh-huh.
So they were using us to break the union.
Your exact answer is Little Pete always says things like blowhole or jerkweed, but I sometimes change that kind of stuff, and I'll ask the writers, can I say this instead of that? And they say, yeah, sure. That's it.
Well, that's true. That's what I just said.
That's exactly what you said. So you pretty much nailed it. But if today, if you could go back and edit or change a script of Pete and Pete, what would you take out or what would you add?
I wouldn't have sent Artie on his way.
Ah, great.
I would have kept him.
Of course.
I would have kept Toby around.
Never get rid of Artie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that makes complete sense.
I'm saying.
Yeah. The sometimes you can't help that, though, you know what I mean?
It's part of growing up. It's part of growing up.
Yep. Let's see what else. Michael C, you're up. How far from the Pete and Pete set in New Jersey have you traveled to film an episode? Anyway, what do you think you answered back in 1990? Who knows what?
Certainly wasn't Bayonne.
No, but you do name a very specific rest stop. I'll give you that hint.
Oh, the Vince Lombardi.
So the Jersey Turnpike.
Is that far, Dan?
Technically, mileage wise, no, it's not that far.
You say not too far. The farthest went was Vince Lombardi rest stop.
I would say Westbury in Long Island at the drive-in movie theater where we shot Time Tunnel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It depends on where you conceive of our home as being for the show,
right?
You know, and not centered around, Columbus Circle where the production office was.
I'll tell you what, I would say to you now that Cranford, New Jersey was probably the furthest west.
Cranford?
Of all of them. So that might be mileage wise the furthest away.
We shot a couple scenes there for The Plot Against America, which is a show on HBO that came out this year. And
did it bring you back?
No, because we didn't shoot any scenes in the pool. You'll remember that's where we shot the urinator scene, right?
That's right. Yeah. So I got to pretend to have a jet ski in the pool, actually using it. Which is pretty great.
And I pulled you over.
That's right.
Well,
with your zinc oxide on your nose. Very cool.
I don't know. That used to be like a mean guy, denoter. So I'm not sure how I feel about it now.
Mm. Bully?
Yeah, kind of a bully, Bully Simpson indicator.
Mm. If you were to, Mike, if you were to take a scene from Pete and Pete and film it very far away somewhere else, maybe it's an island, maybe it's, where would it be?
Ice and fire? I don't know.
Like, for instance, if you're like, you know, that scene where you're mowing the lawn on the highway. Let's say that they're like, oh, you know, we're going to green screen that in Cuba or something. You know what I mean? Like, we're just going to find a highway and it's cheaper there.
No, no, no. You should go. For accuracy, it has to be on the Autobahn is what you're saying.
No, it could be anything. Any Pete and Pete scene that you're in, you can change locale to meet your, for your pleasure.
Jeremy producing beats.
I would say
I will mute you.
I would say I would shoot the wood shop scenes in that place where they took RoboCop apart in RoboCop 2.
Wow, that's a great
That's
answer.
A very specific thing. That's great.
And I know exactly what that looks like.
This is what was in my head.
That's really right. Good.
The last one's cut off, so I don't have answers to this last question, but
This is very some weird. Short questionaire.
Yeah, well, it's Pete and Pete. I mean, it's you, Nickelodeon
you,
magazine.
You make one up for yourself, Jeremy, that you think would have been asked back then.
Right. Well, the question is there. It's what's the weirdest thing you've ever found in your dressing room?
Oh.
And that can, you know, we can do both. We can do modern day and then Pete and Pete era.
Let's see. I mean, that's easy for me. That's that creepy girls VHS tape.
VHS tape, yes.
Oh.
For those of you who need context, that's many, many episodes back, but the gist is Danny was stalked while in high school.
I was stalked on the set of Figure It Out.
And relentless.
Some girl gave me a VHS tape professing her love to me.
Which we found out on the last episode.
Did she produce it, the tape?
Was there titles?
She produced it. She asked. She's actually the one that asked these questions in the questionnaire.
This is her. She's the PA.
She got so deep into Nickelodeon after that just to fuck with us.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, Michael C., do you remember any weird shit you found in your dressing rooms?
Oh, not a VHS tape. Good God, no. It was
It was Super 8. It was,
yeah,
right?
In my day.
Yeah.
No, no, but along those lines of what Danny said, in college, my roommates and girlfriend contrived to make up a fake stalker for me.
Oh, really?
Because they wanted to cheer me up, I think. They tried various things to cheer me up in college.
You know what? Mike's not doing well. Let's give him a stalker. I know he's always talking about it. He always wanted it.
Not my idea. Not my idea. It sprung upon me.
All right.
But was that a dressing room? Was that in a dressing room?
No. It was in my dorm. It was not in a dressing room. I was not
right.
Okay, so
I couldn't have
answered that in you know, back in Nickelodeon fashion, not knowing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Can I make a second answer just to keep your podcast rolling? When we were shooting in Cranford, kids used to just like come and... they were cool to me. Maybe they heckled you. I was nice to them. They would bring me stuff. Like, they would go to the record store and like give me like posters.
Bring me posters
and like patches and like cool shit. They're like, "What kind of music do you like?" I was like, "I like metal. And the next day, like, some kid would, like, come up and give me, like, a Megadeth patch.
Nice.
By the end, I had, like, 5 or 6 patches, and then I had, took a red hat, and I sewed them all onto my hat. And
is a Primus hat, right?
This season is like, two, right.
This is like the apex tech of patches.
That's the culmination of all of these gifts that these people gave to me, which I thought was very nice and very kind.
Very cool.
So it's not weird, but it's nice.
Yeah. Now, what about modern day? Can you remember any jounce gigs or any?
Yeah, the weirdest thing is a Coke mirror in the Last Call in Athens, Georgia. It was a mirror, and there was like a sign underneath it that was like, "Use this for blow." It was like
very convenient.
It was a very nice dressing room. It was like we got beers, we got some free food, and if you have your own blow.
You can use this. I thought it would just be a sign. Don't pick this up. You could cut yourself.
They were actively letting you know that this is where you wanted to use it. Don't do it on the table. Don't do it on the arm of the couch. Please do it on the mirror.
I was just talking to somebody, and they were talking about a very famous cocaine mirror.
That was your account name, Famous Cocaine Mirror.
It's my new website.
Your girlfriend's dad, and you were having a talk about that.
I think it was on I don't know what it was. If I knew we were going to talk about cocaine mirrors, I would have put that in the old bank.
Hey, all right.
Let's see. This will be the last. And for the record, Mike, you were 19, and Danny, you were 14.
Oh, okay.
That's what it says on
here. See, because the tip off was I didn't mention Teddy Grahams. I stopped eating those when I was 18. Oh. So.
Okay, well then at 14, when I say hanging out with friends, that means masturbation.
Okay. So. Thanks for the
just I wanted to make
with
that
probably that episode with Melissa Giancardi on there.
Yeah, what can we figure out what they said?
Who? Melissa Joan and
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it all. But last question for you guys. Favorite snack then and now. Because that is answered.
I just let that drop.
That's what I was saying. Great transition you sort of did.
In 1997?
But different than what you said on this magazine quote. Favorite snack of little Danny Tamborelli, age 14. Or Michael Seed, age 19.
Oh, I'm going to go with bagel bites.
Oh, no. No.
Favorite snack.
You didn't say meal substitute.
Candies? Are they candies?
Snack. They are not candies, but they are sweet.
Both of them are sweet, which is nothing that I eat these days.
All right. I'll give you both a hint.
Okay.
All right. Danny, yours is Santa Claus, and Michael, yours is Elvis.
Cookies?
Cookies and milk, your favorite snack
is,
Danny.
What's my hint?
See,
there?
Cookies and milk. That's a crazy thing because I told you I don't fucking drink milk.
So you're a liar is what you're saying.
You're saying you're lying
no,
in all these interviews.
No.
Jeremy,
no,
what's
no.
my clue?
Your clue was Elvis.
Fluffernutters?
Dude, Fluffernutter sandwich with chocolate milk.
Hey, I'm consistent because we had that on the road. We had that on the road and you guys made fun of me for ordering a glass of milk in some part of Indiana.
Yep,
that's correct.
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, I think I probably only said that because we were sitting there together doing this interview. And I was like, oh, he said chocolate milk. I'll say regular milk. So we have all the milk covered.
We get the dairy board full coverage. Mike.
I guess I blocked it out of my life because my little sister said the same thing to me. She's like, what do you mean you don't drink milk? She's like, you used to drink milk with cookies all the time. And I was like, that's different.
Busted.
Because it's not. Yeah, it was a dunk error. It wasn't because I wanted to wash it down with an icy cold glass of milk.
Right.
But I probably finished the milk because then it got sweet because I put the cookies in.
Interesting. Yeah, that's the only way I did as a kid drink them, but not like Mike does where he's slamming them down. The big glasses of milk. Can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I had it with an entire breakfast, which consisted
of. That's true. Maybe slamming it down was a little much. What is your current snack, which is like probably like kale chips now?
Well, my current pandemic snack is a midday light on the cheese quesadilla.
Oh, Interesting. On some like sprouted grain bullshit?
No. On regular corn tortillas made in Newark, New Jersey. And there's this place down the street that gives me these really delicious Mexican corn tortillas that are $1.75 for like 32.
Interesting.
Can't beat that price, Jeremy.
Can't beat the price. Yeah. And they're from my beloved New Jersey. So Jeremy, I'm very happy to eat it.
Oh, I think I found the office address. 1515 Broadway, 41st floor.
And that's correct. Well,
that's 036.
That's correct.
I was thinking of the season.
But then there's also, that's another thing.
1775 Broadway was the other Viacom building.
Gotcha. So that's all of your questions. Now, if we wanted to, we have a 15-year-old Larissa Olenek, Alex Mack, and a 20-year-old Melissa Joan Hart. Jesus Christ, she was 20? When she was doing Clarissa Explains It All? She was 20 years old?
No. She was in it. Because Clarissa Explains It All was on in like 1988, 89. This is a 1997, right? Because you said
This is 96.
14.
September of 96.
Yeah, so she was probably already on to something else.
I don't know. It's just show Clarissa Explains It All, age 20.
They probably were like, ooh, we got two boys. Now we need two girls. Alex Mack, relevant. Let's get someone who's been on TV a little bit longer.
They had plenty of characters.
So I guess let's, who do you want to play? You want to play Melissa Joan Hart or do you want to play Laura Olenek?
It's Olenek. Yes, Olenek. I'll
it looks like Olenek, just like the Kelly Olenek. So you got to pick one.
Guess it's hard for me.
Alex Mack or Clarissa?
Sure. And I think respectively, Dan and I came of age in different era. And it's only proper.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the right move.
Okay.
Okay.
So who's Alex Mack? That's what I want.
That's
to know.
Me. That's me.
Okay. I figured.
It's not me. Duh.
Let's. Okay. So you are playing Alex Mack. I'll go with you first. Favorite snack.
My favorite snack is chips. Doritos.
Dan, I need you to think really hard about what this favorite snack is.
Oh, okay.
Really, really hard.
Okay.
Think. It's a very similar snack to the one that little Pete likes.
Oh, nice.
Cookies and milk.
It's not milk, though. It's just cookies.
It's cookies and milk.
Really? Wow.
It's the same answer. You guys could have been a TV power couple.
I think they might have collaborated.
We were friends. We both listened to a lot of ska music together.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Pick it up.
All right.
Pick up the cookies.
Melissa Joan Hart, favorite snack. I'll tell you this is your hint, Mike. Branded. It's a brand.
Oreos.
That's close.
Something from the good people at Nabisco.
Smaller and rounder. Huh?
Ritz crackers are just as much diameter. I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
She enjoys Cheerios.
Cheerios. That's
her snack.
Yeah, well. Yeah. So my son just discovered Honey Nut Cheerios.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, that's good. I feel like Melissa Joan Hart was already ready to be a mom with an answer like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Exactly.
Well, she didn't say have them in a Ziploc, but it was kind of in black.
Right. Well, they weren't Ziplocs back then. They were just foldovers.
Pretty sure Ziplocs existed.
Yeah, they probably did. All right, Dan, you are Alex Mack. What do you like to do on a weekday afternoon?
She also listens to music. She watches TV. And
bing, 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 bing.
And she reads her punk rock fanzine.
You got two of the three. You got TV. So if I don't come, if I don't have school, then I usually just come home and watch TV or read.
I think Jeremy helped you with these answers. You were coached.
No.
And sometimes, this is the one you missed. Sometimes I go swimming.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bragging. It's a humble brag that she had a pool.
She doesn't say that. She doesn't say I go swimming in my own pool.
Yeah, just
go swimming anywhere.
Anywhere.
Well, yeah. I had a pool, so when I say swimming, I was going in the backyard.
Oh,
that's a humble brag.
See, that was you.
That's
were actually,
a humble brag.
You were actually just snuck in the humble brag under calling somebody else out, which is called a sneaker mail.
All right, Michael C. What do you like to do on your weekday afternoons?
If Melissa I'm Melissa Joan Hart, just hanging out with friends and family, going out to eat, and
it's much more uptight than that.
Reading Ayn Rand books.
Close. Watching old movies and cleaning my room.
That's fair.
I don't know.
I did a lot of cleaning in my room.
You could, but she
well
did,
because
but
you're jerking off everywhere.
She could
She
could have been watching old movies on her TV. She didn't say that. Like she like got out the projector and projected.
That's true. So you're yes, yeah. I'm not keeping score.
But she could have been watching TV in her room because she probably
was like an early investor in TCM. Yeah. She's like they've grown.
Hello, wow. I'm Melissa Joan Hart, and this is Turner Classic Movies. All right, we got a couple more here. Alex Mack, Larissa, who decides when you get a haircut?
My mom.
The hair does.
What's your answer, Dan?
I don't decide. The hair speaks for me.
That's a good answer.
Melissa Joan Hart answering.
I'm going to say my mom.
I have to ask the producers. she knows what's up. If I want to change anything about my appearance.
Wait a minute. What was Michael C. Morona's answer on this one? Because it was I'm pretty sure it was not applicable.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I do not have to. I just cut my hair about 3 inches. I wanted to cut it more, but the producers wouldn't let me. Now I want to get my ear pierced. I'm talking to them about it. Wow. I don't know, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, man, that's what happens when you're a kid actor. You can't do anything. You can't claim your independence unless you ask people for it. So
after Pete
just
Pete
by
wrapped,
doing that, there's no
after
no
Pete
freedom.
Pete wrapped, Nickelodeon put in Danny's next contract that he couldn't get a tattoo in from in all that.
Right.
He was not allowed to get a tattoo. He was able to break that during the Figure It Out.
It was a 25-year clause. It broke out when I was 36. Look, yeah. Like, look at me now.
Yeah, it's kind of Danny's Rumspringa of tattoo.
Michael C. A.K.A. Clarissa, A.K.A. Melissa Joan Hart. How do you memorize all your lines for Clarissa Explains It All?
I practice them with my
dog.
No,
I practice saying them back to myself. Well,
I would guess that she practiced by having her run lines with her mom.
I was gonna say mom too, but then I figured dog would be funnier for her.
Right. Yeah, answer. this is not that. This is I would memorize scripts half at a time. I'd learn 25 pages on Wednesday and 25 pages on Thursday.
She's kind of like, this is how it was.
Let's not go crazy, Melissa Joan Hart. These Clarissa Explains It All episodes were not 50 pages long. Let's be
maybe
real
they were.
About
they
that.
Might maybe they shot two episodes a week.
Well, maybe they did.
Now she has a little note at the end, but of course it had to be after 90210. That was her addendum. I'm not doing shit until I watch 90210.
It's if she was 3 years older, she would have said, "Only if I get to watch 30 something on TV."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Last two questions. Alex Mack, which Nickelodeon character are you the most like?
I'll answer while he's drinking. Big Pete.
Ding, ding, ding. No.
What character would she be like? Patty Mayonnaise.
No. No. I'm a combination of Alex and Clarissa. Imagine that. She knows how to plug.
Clarissa, same answer.
Yeah, exactly. The part of me that it's like Clarissa is the part that loves to be different and is afraid to express herself, a.k.a. the bucket hats. That's not in there. That's just my addition.
Your editorializing. It isn't, look at your hat, Isaac. Look behind you in the background.
I know.
The parson.
Oh, gosh. For the listener, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Go to patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the ants spelled out.
That's right.
That's right. You see the episode videos and we each have a fun. Danny has a little Mighty Ducks BG and Michael C. has a... can't remember the name of that movie, but it is a movie with what the fuck is the name of that movie?
They know how to spell my name right, Jeremy.
I always do. Man, I fight for your name. Don't
tell
me that.
He wants to say the 40-year-old virgin, but it's just 40 days. No, it's something like that.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, I have a young, dead in the eyes Damien from Children of the Corn. Oh, anyway, the rest, it goes on. The part of me that's like Alex is a little more reserved. So she's playing both. She's okay. Playing both.
Okay. I did not nail that.
And no. What's Melissa's answer?
Different question. If you could play any other Nickelodeon character, who would somebody? They must have been four PAs writing
Big
this.
Big Pete.
if you could play any other Nickelodeon character, who would it be? Big Pete. I'd like to be Stimpy because he's cute, innocent, and lovable, and sometimes an idiot. So Big Pete.
If it fits.
That's it. That's our rundown. That's our nostalgic trip down memory lane here.
We did it.
A whole page of Nickelodeon magazine.
Thanks, Jeremy, for bringing me back to being 14 and lying about things that I like and don't like. Or exactly. Really just did, and I blocked them out.
Just trying to be cool.
I was just curating things. You know what I mean? For the people out there who love the word curating.
Here's a funny thing. At 14, Jeremy was 37. What were you doing at that time?
No, Dan. Around 13, I was recovering from major brain surgery. Ding, ding.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Nice. I pulled the card.
Well, that was fun, Jeremy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really, I feel like you got to get to know us a little bit better.
A little bit, yeah. And from old, from new, a little bit here, a little bit there. Check us out on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. They have a couple of new shows that are really great. What's up? And what else? We have a Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. You can find Danny at D Tamborelli on the Twits, Danny Tamborelli on the Insta, Michael's at Michael C. Marona on the Twitter. I am at Remy Balin or Jeremy Balin on most things. My podcast, Going Dork, is out. Check it out. Danny T is on the first episode. Michael C is on the second, which is not recorded yet, but we're going to get to that soon.
Will do.
Yes, check that out, goingdork.com.
If you have a problem with any of our answers, let us know at 347-470.
470-8150.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just remembered it from earlier. Also, I'm doing some reviews on Going Dork. We're on Lovecraft Country right now. We're on episode 3, and if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's amazing, and it's basically Lovecraftian world flipped on its head where people of color are the main characters, and instead of being, you know... how they are normally portrayed in Lovecraft novels, which is pretty bad. Anywho.
Oh my gosh, guys, one second. One more thing. This is has nothing to do with anything at all.
Okay.
But you're throwing out social media stuff.
Sure.
Someone said I died on TikTok, and it has come full circle to my Instagram account and to my Twitter where people are asking if I'm dead.
Really?
Which is now the second time in my life where someone has said that I'm dead.
It was on TikTok?
It was on TikTok, and then it moved to Instagram.
Was it in the middle of a cool video, or is it just like the whole video?
No, I think it was just like some dude like
in memoriam of all the gingers who have died this year.
Looking sad with a hand on his face like, ooh, and it was like, Danny Tamborelli died, no.
And then he's going to do one like this like, Macaulay Culkin died.
They post on all of my like Tuesdays with Alfie, like, oh, RIP. And so I just keep like writing back, being like, yeah, man, I love it. Really?
Yeah, I'm loving the afterlife. Yeah.
I love to rest in pools, or at least relax in pools. Or like someone said that they were so sad that I died. And I was like, you know.
I'll do better next time.
I'm sorry you're so sad, but I can see there's still Instagram in hell. Is what I said.
Clearly, we have Instagram in house, so you will not be deprived of my thoughts.
If you want to talk to the real live living Danny Tamborelli, give us a call 347-470-8150. We promise he's live, very much so. Give us a listen on the next episode, and if you on the iTunes, give us a like and a review and a share and all that good stuff. That all helps build our little family here. Anything else, gents?
No, that's it. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew I wasn't dead.
You're fully alive. Yes, great. I'll announce that on the Twitters now.
And that the kids on TikTok know who I am. That's what's most important to me.
This episode is called Weekend at Danny's.
All right, y'all. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.